You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news on Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. SCO FM's to meet in China on 14th-15th July. Belarus-Turkey map out plans to promote inter-parliamentary contacts. EEC Council discusses over 40 issues of Eurasian economic integration. And now about these and other events in more detail.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
A meeting of the Foreign Ministers Council of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO will be held in Tianjin, China, spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry Maria Zakharova said during a briefing. The meeting will be a key stage in the preparation for the SCO summit, which will take place in the city of Tianjin, the spokeswoman said. According to Maria Zakharova, the foreign ministers will discuss the current state of affairs and prospects of further development and improvement of the organization's activities.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of Belarus to Turkey Anatoly Glas has met with member of the Grand National Assembly of Turkey, head of the Turkey-Belarus Parliamentary Friendship Group, Selman Esser. The parties focused on practical aspects of interparliamentary cooperation, focusing on scheduling future contacts and collaborative efforts to safeguard traditional and family values. Priority topics for a discussion have been identified, including mutual visits of business delegations, contacts between the parliaments of the two countries, cooperation in humanitarian, educational, cultural and other spheres, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed. The situation in the region and inter-parliamentary cooperation at multilateral venues were also discussed. The ambassador of Belarus told the head of the friendship group about the third Minsk International Conference on Eurasian Security scheduled for October 2025 and invited the Turkish Parliamentary Court to participate in the event.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Over 40 issues related to Eurasian economic integration were discussed at a meeting of the EEC Council. Deputy Prime Minister Natalia Petkevich held the meeting via video conference. The agenda included technical regulations, customs and tariffs, product labeling, exchange trade, energy sector, transport policy, and other areas of activity. All members of the EEC Council supported Belarus' initiative to expand the list of goods covered by the rules for demanding the origin of goods in state and municipal procurement. After the entry into force of this decision, manufacturers of the EAEU member states will have unimpeded access to garment procurement of the EAEU member states.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
Belarus and Russia have achieved significant successes in technological partnership and industrial cooperation. Belarusian Deputy Prime Minister Viktor Karankevich said during the strategic session, Technological Leadership, Industrial Breakthrough, at Innoprom in Yekaterinburg. Science and technology play an even more important role in the development of our states. Faced with the most powerful sanctions pressure, Belarus has set on a course towards building an innovative national economy. We focus on promoting digitalization and reducing technological and industrial dependence on imports, projects with high economic potential and high added value. The task is to create new domestic technologies and improve the existing ones in such priority areas as microelectronics, robotics, unmanned systems. In Belarus, strategic projects are envisaged in the program documents to promote these key areas, including the National Strategy for Sustainable Development, until 2040, Viktor Karankevich said. He emphasized the importance of cooperation in achieving the goals that have been set. We're clearly aware that achieving economic sovereignty alone is a difficult task, so it needs to be solved together. We consider it important to work together to synchronize and unite efforts to use the potential and competencies of the Union State, the EAEU, and the CIS. Of course, we have achieved significant successes in our technological partnership and industrial cooperation together with Russia, our main strategic partner. In this context, a high-tech project to set up the batch production of Osvay aircraft is of particular importance for Belarus. Cooperation in the space industry, where Belarusian enterprises work together with Roscosmos, merits attention too. In general, Belarus and Russia have agreed on about 36 investment import substituting projects, which are currently at different stages of implementation. Within the framework of the EAEU, we're also consistently working to develop the common cooperation space, Viktor Karankevich noted. At the Eurasian Economic Forum in Minsk, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko urged to focus on complementing national economies, integrating the industrial flagships into production chains, thereby offering common commodities for the EAEU and foreign markets. We have something to work on and we have something to strive for. The results we have already achieved are a good example and guideline for moving forward, Viktor Karankevich said.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
In June 2025, individuals in Belarus sold $233.5 million worth of foreign currency more than they purchased. We learned from the statistics released by the National Bank of the Republic of Belarus, NBRB. In June 2025, individuals purchased the equivalent of over $1 billion in cash and cashless forms and sold $1.28 billion worth of foreign currency. In January-June 2025, individuals sold almost $650 million worth of foreign currency more than they purchased. Based on the data of the National Bank, the commercial entities bought over $823 million worth of currency more than they sold. In June, legal entities purchased the equivalent of $3.8 billion worth of foreign currency and sold almost $3 billion. In January-June 2025, foreign currency purchases by legal entities exceeded sales by $1.2 million.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Belarusian Railways transported more than 1 million passengers during the July holiday period, the company's press center told the media. Nearly 180,000 passengers traveled on interregional and regional business class trains. Urban and regional economy class trains carried 730,000 passengers, while international routes accounted for almost 95,000 travelers. The highest passenger traffic was recorded on 2nd, 5th and 6th July. The most in-demand routes in Belarus were business-class interregional trains running between Minsk and Gomel, Minsk and Brest, Minsk and Vitebsk, Minsk and Mogilev. As for international routes, the most popular destinations were Minsk-Moscow and Minsk-St. Petersburg. To meet increased demand during the holiday period, 31 additional trains were added to the schedule, 21 of which operated within Belarus.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
In the latest episode of the On Point project on Beltas YouTube channel, Doctor of Historical Sciences Nikolai Platoshkin shared his thoughts on the key difference in approaches of Belarus and Russia to doing business. Governments should not be afraid of investing money in manufacturing, because as they say, if you don't feed your army, you'll feed someone else's. The same here, if you don't help your manufacturers, you'll help the Chinese, the German ones. Let this money stay here in the form of taxes, social benefits, and everything else, said Nikolai Platoshkin. He added that the attitude of business people to this issue is also important. In this context, he also highlighted the difference between Belarus and Russia. You simply don't have oligarchs. There are entrepreneurs, the government helps them even more than our government helps some industries here. But no one gives them the right to make political decisions or influence the course of political events. It's none of their business with whom we should trade. They should have exactly as many political rights as you do and I do, and they should exercise them at polling stations. That's it. When big business stops interfering in the decision-making process, you'll be surprised to see how far we will advance, concluded Nikolai Patashkin.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You are listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Welcome to Belarus.
Vitebsk region. Welcome to Belarus. Vitebsk region is located in the northeast of Belarus and borders on Lithuania, Latvia, and Russia. The nature has generously endowed it with forests, numerous lakes, and more than 600 deep rivers. The National Park Broslav Lakes is famous far beyond the borders of the country. There are over 30 tourist attractions in the territory of park, wildlife sanctuaries, various monuments of architectural and archaeological significance. This region provides ample opportunities to have rest and get unforgettable impressions. Berezinski Reserve is included into the World Network of Biosphere Reserves protected by UNESCO. You have a wonderful opportunity to visit this picturesque region, which has no peers elsewhere in the world. It has an impressive number of national reserves and over 40 wildlife sanctuaries are located in Vitebsk region. The most ancient towns of Belarus are Politsk, Vitebsk, and Orsha. More than 30 state museums and 16 of their branches are available for tourists. There are 42 magnificent mansions and a great number of parks protected by the state here. The life and work of famous enlighteners and artists are connected with Vitebsk land. St. Euphrosyne of Politsk, Simeon Politsky, Francisk Skorina, the artists Marc Chagall, Ilya Repin, and Kazimir Malevich. About 20 large festivals and holidays which get visitors from many countries of the world are held annually in the region. Famous festival Slavansky Bazaar is one of such holidays. Hospitable Vitebsk land will be glad to greet you.
Music Box.
Свет моего коханья ты, зорка милованная. Проз негоды и годы, проз завеи лютые, только будь со мной завжды, пройдем побач любая. Буде вечною ясна, клетками затканая, ты у меня не навек одна, родная, коханая. Теплыня в очей твоих, теплая, искристая, счастье наше на двоих, широе и чистое. К сердцу я тебе тулю, дорогую, славную, як же я тебе люблю, Богом мне посланую. Будет вечною весна, клетками затканая, ты у меня не навек одна, родная, коханая. Ты у меня не навек одна, родная, коханая. спотканая, ты у меня навек одна, родная коханая. В сердце я тебе кую, самую жаданую, як же я тебе люблю, Богом мне посланую. Як же я тебе люблю, родную коханую.
You're listening to Radio Belarus.
Music Box.
Цвете-цвете чарешенька, даля пералазу надоела. Примаченько от першага раза надоела. Примаченько от першага раза. А я у прима все и бываю, де всего разнаю. Кулаченьки, подбаченьки, спать я лягаю. Ой, приходит стая теша, рано разбужать. Вставай, вставай, примаченько, где в поле горате. Вставай, вставай, примаченько, где в поле горате. Пайшов прима, пайшов прима, у поле горате. Попросил я свою жонку обед готовать. Попросил я свою жонку обед готовать.
Аре прима, на свет поглядає, а все жанки обеднясоть, а примак немає, а все жанки обеднясоть, а примак немає. Ой, принесла я мутеша лебяды без соли. Нахлябался, насербался, да сказал доволе. Як приехал он до дому, не успел звозу злезти. Теша его заставляет свиньям нести есть. Теша его заставляет свиньям нести есть. Бодай свиньи поздыхали, дыхота сгорела. Як мне гэта примачае, життё надоело. Як мне гэта примачае, життё надоело.